Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, folks, to Hamp's Corner of America, a corner where your host, Codis Hampton II, hangs out with notable guests, discussing topics of interest to you and yours. Milwaukee's 13th and Juno is where our host grew up, where his creativity and his imagination originated. Hamp's Corner of America is where we discuss, debate, and innovate. In the end, we will all leave with a sense of purpose. So come on, hang out with us. And now your host, Codis Hampton II.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Hamp. Here at the corner, we're pleased that you're taking the time to check us out. We are old school here, without disregarding the contributions of hip-hop to our current state of being. You will find that we often refer back to our past, as we do believe that if you do not know where you came from, you most certainly will not get to where you want to go. It is our hope that you will hang with us and our guest of the hour, and even contribute to the discussion, so that we may leave here having gained, or at the very least, enhanced our perspective on the topics of today. And by all means, have fun while doing so. Without further ado, let's get deep into it. Hello, 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 folks, and welcome once again. Glad you decided to hang with me on my corner for this particular show. You are being entertained by Hamp's selections from his collections. Volume LXXXVIII, or simply show number 88. Our new book, The Episode Thoughts of Hamp, Volume 2, has been published. It's a food for thought book where you will find serious blended with humorous commentary. Black folks' news, family, love, friendship, and politics are some of the covered subjects. Get a copy for you and a gift copy for a friend. You will not be disappointed. Stay tuned to our social media sites for any changes. Meanwhile, another one of my books in Chinese is still available at https://outskirtspress.com in Chinese. By the way, where you will also find the episode of Thoughts of Hamp, Volume 2. Meanwhile, folks, we are here today for an after-Thanksgiving menu of R&B, smooth jazz, and a little blues that tickles your sense of sound. As always, I'll introduce you to a few of my favorite cuts. And as you know, I'm not a DJ. I, like you, are a music lover. That doesn't stop me from proving my favorites to you, or at least providing them to you. So join me. Enjoy my selections, and by swaying to the beat, we want you to chill and enjoy the music. It's Brother Hamp doing his thing for your musical pleasure. Once again, thanks for stopping by my corner. Let's get things started. We begin with the new title cut on Anthony Hamilton's new CD, entitled Love is the New Black. Following the song will be another cut from the same CD. It's a collaboration with Jennifer Hudson, joining Anthony Hamilton covering the classic Luther Vandross tune entitled Superstar. All right, so we're off. Let's get it going, y'all. Let's get it going. Did I say happy Thanksgiving to you?
Hey.
Second show. Just the radio. Baby, 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 oh baby.
Next up, another collaboration, this time between Ledisi and sax man Boney James. This one is called My Sensitivity Gets in the Way. My heart. All right, let's check out a well-known artist from back in the day. His name, Johnny Guitar Watson. His song, A Real Motherfucker.
Wanna buy a new car, but the price ain't right. Ain't that gold? Be a damn sight cheaper. Yes, it would. Started riding the bike. Listen, they're making milk out of powder. Yeah, they are. Got the baby crying. Poor baby, they know what that stuff is. Rent's gone up higher. Yes, it is. Got the parents lying. Lord, it's a real motherfucker. Yeah. Make you wanna run for cover. Yes, it will. And if you look, you will discover. Yeah. Lord, it's a real motherfucker. Oh! Got to go to a disco. Throw your troubles away. Dance to the music.
Dance to the music, baby.
Got the DJ play. Well, all right. And then the lights come on. Yeah. Like you knew they would. That's cold. Gone home and face the music that don't sound too good. Listen, Lord, it's a real motherfucker. It'll make you wanna run for cover.
Time we have a triple collaboration for you. The artist is Isaac Hayes, Wendy Moulton, joining Kirk Whalum in an offering called I Loved You in Memphis.
I got it made out here in Malibu. Yeah. Designed and clothes, a new Rolls Royce, a house. Somewhere in this paradise I see a city by the river where heaven used to be. Oh, when life was young and free and you were right here with me. Still the memories. good life, all the things that money can buy.
But I'll give it all away right now, just to have you by my side. Oh, I wish I could turn back the hands of time.
Oh, how I love you.
When love was all we had.
Oh, how I love you. You should not take anything for granted. You can't sit on your laurels and think that it'll last forever. For whatever reason it might go. So cherish it. Hold on to it. You'll wind up pining away over the little things. The little things become gigantic things when it's not there. So I find myself lamenting. Wishing that I could turn back the hands of time and just hold you, just breathe on my cheeks, to feel your soft touch.
Franklin, she's up next with a lively cut written by Sly Stone entitled Everyday People.
Oh, yeah.
That's it, that's it, that's it, folks. I'm just everyday people. A treat from Kirk Whalehand with the boost from vocalist Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire, the title of which is called You Had Me At Hello. Yes, sir, Kirk Whalehand, You Had Me at Hello with the tease from vocalist Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire. This program is brought to you by Hamps Corner of America parent company, the Chia Group. You can check us out at www.hcofa.net. I wanted to share one of my life's maturing adventures with the world. In 2010, I wrote my first book to do just that. As I said at the outset, the book is entitled Un Chani and tells of my U.S. Army South Korean tour in the early 60s. I remember my oldest son saying it was a book that would only interest other Vietnam era veterans, their wives or relatives. He had not read the storyline at the time. Oh, the book appeals to all folks interested in our soldiers stationed abroad. I've republished the book. It's titled Un Chani, South Korea, I Remember 1962 and 63. It was released the end of last year. It's a love story that ends in a final separation. Readers will see how Un Chani soldiers and others, characters, feel about their identity. You read how black soldiers coped racism and their military obligations. Now emotionally involved, you are left, as are the characters, wondering what if. Yes, it's more than just a story about the military. You will have a chance to cast a vote on how it moves you to think of different approaches to life's problems. Look for the availability details at https://outskirtspress.com/unchani. That's spelled UNCHONNI. Got time on your hands? Read a good book. If not one of mine, read somebody else's book. But please read. Keeping with our collaboration, here is another. Time between Barry White and Faith Evans, entitled My Everything.
Thank you.
All right, my everything, Brother Barry White and Sister Faith Evans. All right, up next is a man I call the Rhythm Philosophy with one of his songs. As always, Curtis Mayfield does an outstanding job on his classic cut entitled So In Love. Curtis. All right. This next one has an odd name, yet the title doesn't quite fit the music. I am not sure what he was thinking when he created this instrumental. It is well done by guitarist Larry Carlton from his Room 335 CD. This cut is entitled Slave Song. Not so sure how you associate that song with slavery. Well, maybe he was thinking of a slave looking out whimsically at the sunset or something and thinking of times when he could be free. Maybe that's it. It's a mystery, but I hope I solved some of it anyway. All right, if you check out the lyrics, there's no mistaking the intention of Fantasia's cut. She dabbles in the country and western genre with this tune. It's called Ugly.
When the band about 100 pounds soaking wet, all stressed out and worried, poured down my Siri. And I don't know how or why or when her daddy left, but he drove off in a fury. She grew up in a hurry. Now skinny jeans and Maybelline make pretty girls do crazy things. Teenage tears and bathroom mirrors will stick with you throughout your years. Trust me, it's all so ugly. Picket fence to a car garage, the man that she don't love, but he makes 6 figures. She thought he'd fix her. The bad iron gate feels more and more like an old birdcage in a way to keep her out of danger. She takes the liquor. And all the champagne brushes and upper class shines can't keep a woman satisfied. Swimming pools and bowls and braids, and the baby thinks I'm out the living maid. If you ask me, it's all so ugly. So give me rusty old rings I know. Give me good food to stitch to my bones. Thank you for that good, good man who loves me. With dirt on my hands, it's grits on my knees. Feeling the night when I wash it all clean. I'm telling you, girl, it's a beautiful thing. Trust me, it's far from ugly. 18 wheels and an open road. I sing my songs all across the country. These people trust me. So get
hey, you can tell I like a message song. I really like that one by Fantasia. She calls it ugly, even though it's in the country western genre, all right? Hey, we like all kind of music. What can I tell you? Let's calm it down with the late Crusader saxophonist Wilton Felder, offering entitled As Long As I'm With You.
I'd rather be than in your arms where dreams
Hey, folks, I am so sorry. Let me apologize. I left the guy, the vocals, out of the picture. I'm not so sure what the vocalist's name is right now. It's on the tip of my tongue. However, I didn't include it, so my mistake. I will make sure I have it in the next time I play this song. All right. That was Wilton Felder. He's a saxophonist. He used to belong to the Crusaders. The song is called As Long As I'm With You. This show is also brought to you by Rich Tycoon, all original AO brand. You may have seen him wearing it on his Chapter 34 CD. He has on a pullover hooded sweatshirt with the pronounced letters AO capitalized in bold. The hooded sweatshirts, as well as this summer's t-shirts, styles come in a variety of colors. He also has a zippered style with the hoodie and the same all-original lettering across the chest, displaying the big AO for you. AO snapbacks, AO sweatshirts, and AO t-shirts are also available. Check him out. Go to his site at www.allorignal.media for the full details. That's media, M-E-D-I-A. I got mine. Order yours today. Along with AO Media, my son Richie Tycoon Hampton is doing it all these days. Check out the commercial he made for my book, Remembering Mars. On my Facebook page. You got a commercial project that you want created, filmed, and produced? Rich is the man to call. As a matter of fact, he just did the one for my new book called The Episodic Thoughts of Hemp, Volume 2. Check out the video. As noted, go to www.allorignal.media. for the full produced details. Sorry. Cool, you know? You will not be disappointed with the end product. All right? We open up this set to the sound of George Howard. He's a saxophonist, tenor sax, as a matter of fact. This is his rendition of Grazing. Grazing in the grass. Oh, yeah, Grazing in the Grass, George Howard. Here is Michael Jackson with his Man in the Mirror.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? I saw a disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind and know, cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one gets to know.
Yeah.
great Michael Jackson with a message that seems to elude a lot of people. Check out the man in the mirror. You feel me? All right, folks, let's bring this timeline up a few years. This one is from Jimmy Summers with his guest Coolio. It's a toe tapper. It's called Lowdown. Summers. All right, with his guest Coolio. Norman Brown and his guest vocalist entertain us now. Seems as though he is trying to catch a lovely lady with a few questions. Interestingly enough, title of which is I Might.
Huh.
Huh. Or rather, she might.
Okay.
Conversation going between the guy and the girl. The girl says, I might. Anthony Hamilton is doing his thing. he called this cut a sorry.
It's been a while since I've seen you. And there's things I want to say to you. But if you happen to see her before I do, please, please, tell her I'm sorry. I had a habit of running you off, staying out drinking till the money ran out. Never once did I take you nowhere. You would stay there with no makeup and combing your hair. My friend tried to tell me stop fooling around, that they saw you crying on the other side of town. But never once did I take the time out to see. Oh, what you needed from me. If you see her, please tell her I'm sorry. Yeah. If you see her, please tell her I'm sorry. Sorry. I used to spend time with all my friends and ignoring the things that you said to me then. That the baby needed shoes and you needed a break. And you had about all that you could take. Lord, without this woman, I'm half the man I'll ever be. And if you see her, do this one thing for me. You see her.
Meanwhile, I'm back at the ranch. Ham's Corner of America Hour, along with guests and others, are still going to continually promote the need for people to read every day. It is a way of increasing your personal knowledge base. Reading keeps you aware of what is happening in our political circles and strengthens our community. Get those books like my latest, The Episodic Thoughts of Hamp Volume 2. As previously stated, it's a food for thought book with commentary on black folk news, love, friendship, politics, and current subject matter. Entertain yourself with this humorous content on life itself, just in time to be used as a Christmas present. Thank you for allowing me to promote works that I've written and are so very proud. You just don't know how putting those types of works out there make me feel currently in my life. It is indeed a feeling of accomplishment. Or read other authors who are providing a sense of worth and historical matter that people of color will not find in their school's curriculum or the public library. Read those internet blogs, magazine articles, and newspaper articles that truly interest you. Share them with your family and show them that reading increases your awareness of what is really going on. Don't wait for somebody else to tell you what is happening, because you'll get their interpretation of events. Find out for yourself. We should teach our children to read at young ages so that they develop a great reading habits. Encourage your children to be independent thinkers and not just follow the crowd. Teach them to use their imagination. That alone will improve their creativity that can lead them to all types of professions in life. Reading is where you start to separate yourself, develop thought, learn any and all types of new ideas. Yes, reading is the key to a wealth of knowledge. You can find more details on my website at www.hcofa.net. All right, let's bring back the late Wilton Felder. He covers a subject we should all be cautious of keeping a tight grip on. The selection of which I'm talking is entitled Information.
Information controls the nation, the planet Earth, and the whole creation, shaping the course of our daily lives, from the day of the wheel to the century of war drive. Information. 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 Taken for granted. Data uncertain. The media slanted. Computers all around, everywhere we look.
Information.
that all of us pay by forfeiting freedom and personal privacy, losing ourselves in the face of technology information. Controls the nation, the planet Earth, and the whole creation, shaping the course of our daily lives, from the day of the week to the busy war drive.
More from Michael Jackson's last CD recorded before he passed away. He calls it Chicago.
Don't you see me stalling alone? Said it's over.
Salter on sax with A.J. Luke on vocals with a nice one entitled No One.
Thank you.
Yes, here's another collaboration for you. This is on Brian Culberson's CD number 12. On vocals is Kenny Lattimore doing his thing on a song entitled Another Love. I'm talking about one more from Anthony Hamilton's new CD, Love is the New Black. This cut is called Coming Home.
Often, baby, I need you. Hang wait to see you. Hold you, dive into your love completely. Your love completes me. This thing is so full. My heart speaks to you. Baby, see through you. I need you. I need you.
Don't forget, whenever I go over my allotted two-hour time frame, which will happen today, as it does every show, the live broadcast will cut off. But you can hear the rest of the show by playing it again at your leisure. Anytime, play a little bit, play it all, play it two or three times. But check it out, all right? All right, once again, this show is brought to you by the release of Un Chinese South Korea, I Remember 1962 and 63, a must-read for clarity about soldiers stationed overseas during the Civil Rights era. Listen to the following excerpt from my blog about Un Chinese. Black GIs are confronted with duty, honor, confusion because of race issues, demonstrations back home. Given the oath they swore to when entering the army, they had no choice but to become exceptional soldiers, as did any dog soldier, no matter their race or origin. They found ways to justify their obedience while not sacrificing their racial identities. A quick right cross to Jim Crow's jaw normally resolved any outstanding issues. That attitude brought about the question, what about the nonviolent demeanor as played out in the U.S. of A. civil rights demonstrations? Conflict of responsibility between race and army obligations was a daily reminder for Uncle Sam's black soldiers. Un Chinese Camp Town girls made the entire tour assignment worth the experience without flaws. They expertly played their part of girlfriend, wife, next-door neighbor, sister, brother, psychologist, nursemaid, you name it. They achieve or they allow the American GI to mature, expand their knowledge of the opposite sex. They duplicated as close to a sense of home life as one could ever wish for on a daily basis. Readers can examine the flashback events that the primary character remembered in his life. I call this book my semi-biography that culminates with my maturing as a person. They said at the time the U.S. Army would make a man out of you. One learns certain things by accident. From my perspective, given the help of the South Korean assignment, mission accomplished, end of quote. The novelist is available in all formats, including paperback, BNN Nook, Amazon Kindle, or download a PDF copy. Check out the novel's details located at the author's publisher site at https://outskirtspress.com. Let me know what you think. All right, back to our minion of soul music and smooth jazz. Aretha Franklin teams up with Michael McDonald on a classic entitled Ever Changing Times.
And these
Yes, sir. Ever-changing times. Aretha Franklin and Mike McDonald. Tamia, that's who's coming up, with her offering. It's called Into You.
I think you're true.
My baby girl in the interviews now, and I don't bring the problem from the 90s and the 2000s. There's no reason to have a friend or two now, cause the kid's ready to tell you how he feel in a few vows. Maybe I speak in general now, but girl, I'ma do whatever just to keep a grin on you now. Where I go, they wear bikinis in the winter too now. What you think about tan lines on the skin of you now? Why wouldn't I wanna spend a few thou? Fifth Fab, shopping sprees, and them dinners to chow. I ain't concerned what other men would do now, as long as when I slide up in you, you growl. And any dude with you, he better be a kin of you now. And I ain't jealous, it's the principle now. I'm so into you.
You.
Oh, yes, another collaboration. This one from an El DeBarge comeback CD called Second Chance. Faith Evans joined in on a cut he calls Lay With You. Get to jumping with B.B. King and Bobby Blue Bland doing their thing on Let the Good Times Roll.
You're right about
it. All right.
Done.
party.
Yeah.
Got BB and Bob is in town.
I
got a dollar and a quarter.
Well,
and I'm just raring to clown. But don't let nobody play me cheap.
I got 50 cents to know that I'm gonna keep
on.
Good Times Roll, Bobby Bland and B.B. King. One last play for the road. It's Uncle Charlie Wilson again from his solo CD, Inspirational and Thank You God Song for the Day. Because without him, I wouldn't be here breathing. You feel me? It is called Amazing God.
God, you're amazing. Thank you for my life. For all of your blessings and for watching over us.
Mountains high, oceans wide, sunlit days and starry nights. Amazing you are. Spread wings and fly just to thank you for the skies. Beautiful you are. As the rainbow raises all its colors to you, we raise our heads up all colors. The moment we look to you, we can see.
Listen, I let go all the negativity, and I flow in your positive energy. I'm so grateful, yeah, I'm so thankful. I sing it with me now.
That's it, folks. That's it. That's it for today. You know, it is past my time to entertain you. Once again, I stayed too long, but it's all good. Hope you like the theme and the menu. As always, we meet here at the corner on a bi-monthly basis. I am your host, Curtis Hampton II. Just so you and the audience know, we do have chat room capabilities here. You can even chat among yourselves while you wait to make a comment or ask a question. And we do welcome your comments before, during, or anytime after the show. In fact, you can also post your thoughts onto the show's comment section. Our next musical show will be on December 18th. Now that we are back, we will continue to try and do the musical shows twice a month. Occasionally, we may have a musical guest, yet I need you to know that I am for less talk and playing more music. If there is a guest, they will indeed be special. So stay tuned for any announcement beforehand about a guest on one of our Saturday musical shows. As I said, our plan is to broadcast again on December 18th. It will be our last broadcast for the year. The next time we hook up will be in the new year on January 8th. Because we tend to move these broadcast times around, you might want to check this site for exact scheduling and broadcast dates. Believe me, we are striving for consistency at the same bat time on the same Blog Talk Radio bat channel, my people. Meanwhile, look for our person-to-person interviews during Hamp's Corner of America Hour in the new year of 2022. That is where we will bring you our guests on the topics of the day. It is also a site where you will be able to see television series, current, and others from back in the day and around the world. A new book coming out in the spring of 2022, as well as the fall. It's going to be a lit year for you, yours, and mine. Stay tuned for future events. Details and other specifics will be available on our websites, including LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as other social media. If you can't join us while we're live, you can always tune in to our website and listen to the show at your leisure. For now, peace and blessings. Remember to vote, 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 my people, because next year is election year. That is your way to express how you feel about the current situation in our country. Stay vigilant, stay healthy, and thank God for making it such a wonderful day and a more promising tomorrow. As always, it's been real, my people. I'm out of here.